struggle for the safe release of Levinsky, Haitian human rights activist. This coming August is a reminder of the kidnapping and disappearance of their brother, Levinsky Pierre Antoine, who was taken after a meeting with a U.S.-Canadian human rights delegation visiting Haiti in mid-August 2007. Pierre Antoine was a co-founder of the Fondation 30 Septembre, Creole for September 30th Foundation, a group which assisted and supported the people who suffered during and especially after the 1991 and 2004 coups against the democratically elected President Bertrand Aristide. Members of the Fondation have been targeted for years. Around the world, activists have been organizing in Levinsky's support, calling on various governments, from Haiti's President René Préval, Brazil, which forms the bulk of the United Nations forces in the country, Canada, the U.S., and France, which organized the latest coup against Haitian democracy. When Pierre Antoine was abducted, it forced other democracy and human rights activists in Haiti to go into hiding to avoid waves of state repression. Haiti has a proud and illustrious career on the world stage, becoming the first free black republic in the West after the 1804 revolution against France, which abolished slavery almost 70 years before the U.S. Civil War spelled the end to human bondage here in the U.S. Their freedom spread the bright lights of liberty and independence throughout the Caribbean. And when South America rose against Spain, it was to Haiti that their liberator, Simon Bolivar, turned for support, arms, and a place to rest. For their bold struggle to bring black freedom to the West, the U.S. and Europe have unleashed an unholy war. France forced reparations on Haiti, an act unprecedented in history, forcing the victor in war to pay away its wealth for almost a century. The U.S. repeatedly invaded the country, brutalized the people, and imposed an assortment of puppet dictators to exploit the country for foreign benefit and national impoverishment for generations. Because Haiti's popularly elected Bertrand Aristide dared to oppose Haiti's rich elite and tried to make things nominally better for its peasantry, U.S. Marines forced him into exile. Because Levinsky comes from the popular mass movements, he was snatched off the streets of Haiti a year ago, and the movement is building to bring him back home to his family, his community, and the popular movements of which he was a part. Haiti must never be forgotten, and neither must we forget Levinsky Pierre Antoine. For petitions to circulate and sign, contact Global Women's Strike at www.globalwomenstrike.net. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.